I cannot believe that you played Tupac when you were like right out of Juilliard. Yeah. And here it's on film. Is that fate?
I would like to think so. I think it was more dumb luck. You know, when I contacted George about the film, I contacted him to try to be his assistant because I wanted him to mentor me in the avenue of directing. And then he told me he had heard about the play and he had talked to a bunch of people and he wanted me to play Pac in a movie. But I was a movie like this is very dangerous to one's career because if you get it wrong, you're kind of blacklisted forever.
They'll stalk you.
There you go, and not stalk you in a good way. So it was touch and go here and there.
How did you relate to him personally?
In every way. I mean, he spoke a language that defined everything I was feeling, everything that I was going through, everything that I was thinking, and not just me. I mean, you go to little suburban white kids, it's the exact same thing. You go to Latino kids on the West Coast, it's the exact same thing. You go to Asian kids in Chinatown, it's the exact same thing. It's a common language that we all understood, a frustration.
Well, why do you think his music was so powerful and still is?
Because there's so many people that expound on ideas of what they think is going on in areas and neighborhoods and this and that, but they've never even been in touch with a person in that economic situation. And the great thing about Tupac was he could poetically express what we were feeling in a way that we couldn't. We could all express ourselves, we'd all be a lot healthier, but we couldn't. So a lot of times music gives us that outlet.
Do you have any talent at all for rhyming and rapping?
I'm lingual. I'm not rhythmically challenged.
I know you can dance.
The thing about hip hop that's so great is you kind of grow up with it and you hone your skills and learn it, and it becomes a way of expressing yourself. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up in the neighborhood just bouncing around and bopping with my friends.
Well, here we are over in a recording studio, so.
There you go. Let's get it popping.
Yeah.
Time to get that single out there.
You could have a new career, you never know.
Oh, no, the music industry is not for me. After we did 8 Mile, we were talking, and people were bringing up ideas of being an MC and being in music. I'm like, it's not. The film industry is a dark place. The music industry is a very, very dark place.
In what way?
In every way. There are no rules. It's mano y mano.
And, it's more dangerous.
Very, very. And I don't really have an appreciation for the industry. I have an appreciation for the art, but not the industry.
Well, really great job. Doing,
thank you.
I think you deserve your own 90 minutes doing Tupac.
I hope so. We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Who am I
laughing at? Thank you so much.